Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Big night for Australian television last night, Bob. Neighbours finishing up for good. Just take a moment back.
Last time you'll hear that on your TV screen.
Indeed. Now, you've not watched Neighbours ever, or it's just been a while?
I watched a bit of a run around about the Margot Robbie years.
Oh, okay. See, I started probably about then, maybe a bit before, when Toadie was dating, were married to Dee, and she went off a cliff or something horrible with her car.
Classic.
And then I think I dropped out when he was started dating someone who became his second wife or third wife.
Boy.
I don't know. Toadie. It's all dramatic. Look, we both tuned in last night to the finale episode. I've got a lot of thoughts, but firstly, I did send you a text message last night just with my predictions.
That's right.
Quickly flying through them, one was that the dog was dreaming the whole time, like the entire series. I also wanted...
Which I think I pitched as well.
I think you might have, yeah. Also, Kylie Minogue, we knew she was coming back as Charlene. I thought she was going to come back. It turns out that Delta Goodrum was like her love child with Toadie this whole time, which I'm not sure if the timeline matches up at all for that.
But probably not.
That's what I was going for. And then finally, I figured maybe Ramsay Street was a time loop prison created by Paul with Lasseter's Hotel at the centre, and the characters are actually real people who've just been trapped for 37 years.
So you were going really for a twist ending.
I really was.
I was thinking, and it took me a while to have this idea, but it would have been an interesting idea for Neighbours to just go out with something, I guess racist is the word, but just flat out offensive to the English.
Oh, my goodness.
Just in revenge for cancelling the show.
Yeah.
And really just, you know...
Stick it to them.
Sticking it to them for 90 minutes. That would have been a really funny way to do it.
It's not how it ended. It ended in a very, I don't know, mundane kind of way.
Which is classic Neighbours. That's what got me. As much as this was hyped up, 90-minute blockbuster event. Guy Pearce is there. Kylie Minogue. Margot Robbie's going to make an appearance. All the stars. It was so endearing and quaint to just see it look like a crappy soap opera still. Like, it still just looked like regular cheap old Neighbours.
True. There are a few things I have a problem with, and we'd love to hear yours if you watched it as well. 0427 624 423 is our text line number. Firstly, Kylie Minogue did rock up, which was phenomenal, great. By my count, and I could be wrong, she said about four words the entire time. She made a lot of noises. There was squealing when she saw new people and, but she didn't actually have any dialogue.
Well, they weren't paying her a Kylie Minogue salary, bro.
She just doesn't say anything. It was awful. Also, I felt it was a bit of a cop-out because we thought, oh, my gosh, Margot Robbie, Delta Goodrum, they're coming back.
Yeah.
It was like they just zoomed in.
They would have. They would have just filmed it on their phone from Hollywood or wherever they're based at the moment.
But they used their character's name, but they were kind of – it was just them.
Yeah.
It was very, very strange, but that I was not happy with at all. And honestly, for me at least, the good mark of a good ending is whether I cry, because you know I'm a crier at season finales.
Yes.
Nothing.
Really?
Yep, dry.
Not Paul Robinson didn't do anything for you?
Absolutely not. I was like, yeah, it's over now.
Wow.
Yeah, look, let us know how you what you thought. We'd love to hear from you. Any final words on Neighbours, Bob?
Well, yeah, also chuck us a text if you've got an idea for a Neighbours sequel. You know, maybe we do the Toadfish spin-off. Maybe he's a cop now.
Maybe. That would be cool.